Bezras Hashem Yisparech, today's daf is Tes in Meseches Erevin, the 227th daf in Shas. We pick up into Ches Amid Beis, about 10-12 lines from the bottom. We can't stop on the start on the top of Tes Amid Aleph because it's in the middle of a sugya. So let's pick up where the last sugya on Ches Amid Beis concluded and began a new one that will flow into Tes Amid Aleph. We learned in our Mishnah the halachos of Korah, and that is in order to be able to carry in a mavui, a Korah needs to be constructed to remind a person not to walk into the Rishus HaRabim with that item. The Gemara is going to discuss whether one is allowed to carry under the Korah. How does the Korah work? On to Amud Aleph, Tes Amud Aleph. The Gemara will discuss and elaborate more on what is the status of the area underneath the Korah. The Gemara then will discuss the halachos of carrying inside a door frame. Onto Amud Beis, the Gemara will discuss what happens if a lechi could be seen from one side and not another. The Gemara then will segue to discussing what happens if you could see one courtyard within another, the halachos of carrying from one to the next. Let's begin Be'ezer Hashem, 12 lines from the bottom of Ches Amid Beis. Iboiluhu, malush damish tachas hakorah. What's halacha about using the area underneath the korah that is there to mark that one is not allowed to carry from the mavui into the Rishus HaRav? Rav Rabbi Chiya v'Rabbi Yochan amru mutlush damish tachas hakorah. Rav Rabbi Chiya and Rabbi Yochan all said that one is allowed to carry underneath. There's no problem. Shmuel v'Rebbe Shimon v'Rebbe v'Rebbe Shlakish, we have three against three over here, hold, amru aser, they hold, it's prohibited l'shtamish tachas hakorah. What's behind this machlokas analyzes the Gemara, lema b'hakam ifli, you gotta say that this is what they're arguing. Demar savar korah mishum hekar, one holds that the korah is there to remind you not to go into the Rishus HaRabim. If that so, explains Rashi, there should be no problem carrying underneath it as well, because you still have the heker above you. However, if you hold umar saver kor mishum mechitza, if you hold that the korah midrabanan is like a starting point for a halachic wall, an imaginary wall that goes down that breaks the mavui and separates it from the rishus harabim, so then in such a case we would lower the wall down. The Gemara assumes over here, from the inside part of the Korah, the part of the Korah that is furthest away from Rishus HaRabim, in other words, furthest into or closest to the Mavui, and from that part of it, we would lower down an imaginary wall. And therefore, anything else would already be past that imaginary wall. Any other part under the Korah would be on the other side of the wall and connected to the Rishus HaRabim. Says the Gemara, lo, everybody could say that the Korah is there for the Heker, then what would be the reason that one cannot carry underneath? Some say that the Hekera is only from the outside, and some say it is from the inside. Explains Rashi that if you hold the Heker is from Levar, from the outside, in other words, you notice even the outside part of the heker, the closest part to the Rishus HaRabim, then even underneath you'd be able to carry. However, if the heker is only from the inside part of the Korah, then in such a case you'd only be able to carry up until that inside part. Below the actual Korah itself would already be considered outside. V'ibay Yisemen, if you want, says the Gemara, D'kuli Amin Mishum Mechitza, that everybody holds that Korah is because of mechitza, not because of heker. V'hacha b'hacha mefli. And here the machlokis revolves around the following. D'mar savar chudei apnimi yorid v'sosim, umar savar chudei achitzan yorid v'sosim. Everybody holds it that you view the kura as initiating a wall, and it's considered a mechitza, a halachic wall, if you will, or imaginary wall, how we describe it. The question is, where do you lower it down from? Do you lower it down from the side of the Korah that's closest to the Mavui, or the Rishus HaRabim, close to Rishus HaRabim? If you're lowering it down from the side that's close to the Mavui, so then in such a case, you cannot carry under the car because the imaginary wall is lower down from the inside. However, if you hold that it's lower down from the outside part of the car, then you could carry under the car itself. Amar Rav Chizda adds to the above discussion that even though we had a machlokis, a big machlokis, amurayim, whether you're allowed to carry underneath the korah, here, hakol modim mebein lechayayim she'asur, that everybody agrees that if you didn't put up a lechi, but you put up two lechayayim, we will see later on in Daf Yud Aleph that a person also has the opportunity to put up two lechayayim instead of a korah. For example, the Gemara over there in Yud Aleph mebeis to Yud Beis Amid Aleph discusses that. And this is how I'm summarizing the discussion, how we paskin in Shulchan Aruch, in Simen Shin Samech Gimel, that when it comes to a chatzer, you need two lechis on either side. So if there were two lechis on either side, so then in such a case, you cannot carry between the lechis. Boy, minei rami barchama merav chizda. Not shtei yisodos b'shnei kosle mavui mi bachutz, v'niach kora al gabehen mahu. What happens if the individual puts up a korah, if the posts protruding out of the mavui and already into the Rishus HaRabim, and therefore the korah is standing over the Rishus HaRabim and is not in the Rishus HaYachid? If you take a look in your diagrams, in the Hod V'Hadar diagrams, it's diagram Pei Beis, you see clearly that there are supports that are jutting out to the Rishus HaRabim, and the korah being outside of the mavui entirely. Now, what would the halacha be? The Gemara now says brilliantly, L'divrei hamatir, for those who say that you're allowed to carry under the korah. And the reason that we said you're allowed to carry under the korah, one of the reasons we had said in the Gemara, was that we look at the imaginary mechitza as going bound from the outside of the korah, so then in such a case, usur, it's going to be usur. Because over here, you're going to have an imaginary line that's going to go into the Rishus HaRabim itself. And a person's going to come to carry into a little bit of the Rishus HaRabim. L'divrei hama usur mutter. However, for the ones who say that you're not allowed to carry under a korah because the mechitza is drawn from the innermost parts of the korah. So over here, you'll draw the mechitza from the inner part of the korah. And then the fact that the rest of it is sticking out into Rishus HaRabim is not a problem, because you're only in general allowed to carry to the beginning part of the korah. And the beginning part sits on the line between the Rishus HaRabim and the Rishus HaYachid. A brilliant solution. Rava Amar, two lines from the bottom of Chesam Abeis, L'divrei Oser Nami Oser. Even those who say that it is Oser, and therefore you draw the line from the innermost part, it's still going to be Oser. But Inan Kora Agabe Mavui Veleka. The Kora cannot sit simply on the line between the Mavui and the Rishus HaYachid. It needs to jut into the Rishus HaYachid as well. Gemara asks a question on the last line. Rav Ada Bar Masna le'Rava. Rav Ada Bar Masna asked Rava on Rava's position, who said that it has to jut out. Haisa koraso meshucha otzluya. What happens if you have a korah that is stuck out but is not resting on two beams or two ledges? In the Hod V'Hadar edition, you see in the diagram Pei Gimel, any Sefer, I want to emphasize, every time we make references to diagram, you can see it in many of the diagram books, but just look for Haisa Karasa Meshucha. So there you have a Korah that is out but not supported, Otsluya, or you have a Korah that is being supported in the middle between the two sides of the walls of the Mavui by a vertical beam that supports the Halachic Korah, which is a horizontal beam. So pachos migimol ein tzarich lavi korah acheres. If the korah reaches to the other wall, to the sides of the wall within three tvachim, then there's no need to bring anything else, because we have the world of rule of lavut, and it's considered attached. Gimel, but if it's three or more, savi lahavi korah acheres, then another korah needs to be brought, because the korah needs to go from the one wall of the mavui to the other wall of the mavui to entirely black the mavui halachically from the rishus harabim. Reb Shimon Gamliel omer pachos midalat ein sarech lahavi korah cheres. If it's less than four tfachim, then it doesn't have to be brought. But if it's more, four or more, then another korah has to be brought. Now this is the brisa. This is where the brisa ends. You could put the end quotes after Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. The Gemara is now going to ask on Rava, as Rav Ada Bar Masna had asked. My love, what do we see from this brisa? Presumably, what is Meshucha talking about? Mibachutz, that the korah was on the outside of the walls, already into the Rishus HaRabim, and hanging on one side, and within three tefachim will be kosher. If not, it'll be pasul. V'tluya bibafnim. But the case of tluya, where there was a vertical beam that was holding up the kura, there the kura was within. If we assume that the beshucha was mibachutz, we have a raya from here that even if the korah is on the outside, the halacha is that it's going to be acceptable, which is against what Rava had said, that Rava had said, L'divrei Oser, Oser Nami, that the halacha is that the korah always is going to be Oser if it's on the outside. Says the Gemara, lo, idim idim bifnim, mishucha miruach achas, v'tluya mishtei ruchas. In both cases, the korah is also bordering on the inside of the mavui. However, the chidush over here is that meshucha is only not attached on one side. Tluya wasn't attached to both sides. I would have thought miruach achas amrin lavud, mishtei ruchos lo amrin lavud, that you don't say lavud on two sides. Kamash velon, the chidush over here is that we do say lavud in two directions. Ravashi rejects this teretz. Rashi explains in Dibra Maskel Rav. He says it wouldn't make a difference whether you say lavud on one side or on two sides. Then what is the chidush of meshucha and tluya? Meshucha vihi tluya. We're talking about a case that is both meshucha as well as tluya. Vehechi dami. What is a case of meshucha which is also tluya? Kigon. And here we have it in our diagram, in the Hod V'Hadar, it's diagram Pei Hei. Kigon shenoat shtei yisodos akumos al shnei kesle mavui. She'em begovan dimel, ve'em bakum mosan gimel. We're talking about a case where there are pegs that protrude out from the mavui and are raised up a little bit from the mavui's walls. However, it's within three tvachim. The pegs are not more, they're less than three tvachim from the mavui walls. She'em be'govan gimel, they're not three tvachim above the walls. Ve'em be'kimimoson gimel, and they're not slanted more than three tvachim away from the walls. Ma'u the same, I would have thought, O lavud amrina, O chavut amrina, and you've got to lower it down and bring it against the wall. So we would say, here, in this case, you're using both lavud, and chavut means lowering it down. So then, I would have thought you don't say both. Lavud v'chavut lo amrina, that you don't say both lavud and chavut together. Kamash malon, the chidush is that they do work together and it would be acceptable. On the issue of whether you could carry under the korah or between the lechayayim, the Gemara now begins to quote other shitas. 10 lines in, or even possibly 12 lines in on Tesamon Alf, Tan Rabbi Zakoi Kamed Rabbi Yochan. Rabbi Zakoi learned in front of Rabbi Yochan and quoted in front of Rabbi Yochan, Bein lechayayim, V'tachas ha-korah nidon ke-karmelis. Between the lechayayim and under the kura has a din karmelis. In other words, you can't carry under there midrabanan. Amar lei, Rabbi Yochanan responded, Pok toni lebra. Take this halacha outside, because I don't believe that this halacha is correct. In other words, he was saying that the halacha is that you're allowed to carry. Amar abayim mistaber milster Rabbi Yochanan, I understand the position of Rabbi Yochanan says that you're allowed to carry when we're talking about under the korah. But between the lechayayin, it would be asur. This we learned is the opinion of Rav Chisda already four lines from the bottom of Ches Amid Beis, and the reason for it, we didn't explain now, explain then, let's emphasize now. Tosas Dibra Amaschla HaKol Modim on the bottom of Ches Amid Beis explains that when it comes to a lechi, since a lechi is kosher, even the smallest width, we're afraid that a person is not going to be careful, and because a lechi could be very small, he'll come to carry outside if we're going to allow him to carry between the lechayim. But Korah, since it has a shear of a tefach, there is less of a fear. V'Rava Amar Bein Lechayayim Nami Motor. Rava holds that even between the lechayim is also going to be motor. Amar Rava Minoa Minala says Rava, how do I know that between the lechayim is motor? I'll learn it from a totally different halacha in the halachos of Hotzah and extrapolate and apply it to Bein Lechayayin as well. The Chiyasa Rav Dimi Amar Rav Yochanan. Rav Dimi came, he taught in the name of Rav Yochanan, Makom She'en Bo Dalet Al Dalet. If we have an area that's not 4x4 Tvachim, in Perek Yitzias HaShabbos, we had learned that an area that's Dalet Al Dalet, 4x4 Tvachim, is considered a separate Rishus HaYachid. However, if you have a stand, an Ome, take a look at Rashi, we're speaking at Rashi, Dibar Maschel Makom, an Amud that is less than 4x4, and it is sitting between the Rishus HaRam and Rishus HaYachid, it's considered a Makom Ptur. Mutal b'nei Rishus HaRam, ula b'nei Rishus HaYachid, l'kasef alav. People in the Rishus HaRam are allowed to put down their bags there. People in the Rishus HaYachid are allowed to. Rashi explains, because it's batel in both directions, and therefore is considered a Makom Ptur. U'bilvad shelo yachlifu. And there's one more requirement, and that is it can't be used as an excuse for the Bnei Rishus HaYachid to pass over something to Rishus HaRabim by putting it onto the Amud. Aside from the fear of passing over from the Rishus HaYachid to Rishus HaRabim, that area is considered a Makom Patur. Explains Rashi in the end of Dibar HaMaschil U'Bilvad, so too when it comes to between the Lechayayim. There are two separate Rishuyos. There's the Mavui and the Rishus HaRabim. The Lechi is this no man's zone. What does this no man's zone become? It becomes a Makom Ptur. What does it mean it becomes a Makom Ptur? You're allowed to carry there. It's going to be Mutter. V'Abaye, Abaye says no. There it's different. Ha'asam b'gvoa gimel. Abaye said that it's prohibited to carry between the Chayayim. He claims that there's no proof from the case of the Makom Ptur of the Amud. The difference between the two is that when it comes to the Amud is 3 Tvachim high. If it's 3 Tvachim high and it's less than 4x4, in such a case it's a Makom Ptur. However, over here, it's of the same height as the Rishus HaRabim and the Rishus of the Mavui, and for that reason, it's not considered Batel Lahacha Ulahacha, because it's not obvious that it's a separate Rishuyos, and we're afraid that if you're going to carry here, you'll end up coming to carry in the Rishus HaRabim. Shlomo Zalman is waiting patiently to ask his Abba a question. Yes, Shlomo Zalman. Now Abaye presents his position. Why does he assume that Bein Lechayayim is Aser? How does he know it? Amar Abaye Mino Aminala. To Amar Rav Chama Bar Gurya Amar Rav. It was taught in the name of Rav. Tov HaPesach Tzarech Lechi Acher Lahatiro. Within the opening, you're not allowed to carry within the opening of a mavoi that has a large frame. Rashi explains two lines into the wide Yibar Maschil, Toch HaPesach. You're not allowed to carry inside of it. This is a case where you have a mavoi that frame is quite wide. In the Hod V'Hodar, its diagram, Pei Vav Toch HaPesach, Tzarech Lechi Acher La'atiro, it means another lechi. Now this is a strong proof that you cannot carry between lechayayim. There's really not much a difference between the Pesach of a Mavui and Toch the lechayayim. Both of them are frames of an entranceway. V'chi teima, and if you're going to say no, that over there by the Mavui, it's only because it's 4x4 Tvachim, is 4 Tvachim wide, and lechayayim is not. We learned that this halacha applies even if It's less than 4x4. So the concept is that whenever you have a Pesach, an area that's an opening, so there you need another lechi to allow you to carry. So to a lechi, which also represents an opening, you should not be able to carry between them without another lechi there. V'rava dahasam, there it's different to pasuach lekarmelus, because you have a mavui opening up to a karmelus, and there they're going to require another lechi. Says the Gemara, what? And what's Rava saying? If it's open to a karmelus, so then in such a case, you're going to need another lechi. My shari, it's going to be permissible. Bitmiya, yitziva ba'ara. This is a very beautiful Talmud expression. Its foundation of the ground has the yatziv, the constant one. The giura and the guest, bishmei shamaya, is all the way up. The consistent one who always lives there, you put in the ground. And the guest, you elevate. In other words, it's counterintuitive. Where should we be more machmir? We should be more machmir in a mavui that's opened up to a rishus harabim. And you're saying the exact opposite. You're saying that you're more machmir when it goes into a karmelis. Says Gemara, in yes, motza es min es mino v'neir. Literally, the species finds the same one, and it wakes it up. In the case of the mavui that is open to a karmelis, the karmelis reminds the opening to the mavui that it is also a karmelis, and therefore that area becomes usur. In other words, if there already is a karmelis next to the opening, so then that has the ability to transform something that's similar to a karmelis into a karmelis. It's already next to it. It wakens it up. However, when the mavui is open to the rishus harabim, the most the entrance of the mavui would be in between the lechayayim is a karmelis. But it doesn't have another karmelis, a dominant karmelis to wake it up, and therefore it retains its status as being mutter. There's nothing here that tells us that we should transform it to a karmelis, and therefore it is going to be mutter. Amalei Rav Huna b'rei d'Rav Yeshua l'Rava. Rav Huna said to Rava, "V'atol tizbra d'bein l'chayayin aser." You don't hold that. Aser v'amar Rava v'achan Rabbi Yochanan. Mavui sheritzpo b'lechayayin pachos midalid dalid. Banu l'machlokis Rav Shimon ben Gamliel v'Rabana. This case, a diagram will be quite helpful in the Hod v'Hadar diagrams. It's number Pei Zayin. Mavui shiritzboi b'lechayayim. If you take a look here, we have a mavui that has many lechayayim. It's not clear why they put up many lechayayim, but for whatever reason, there were quite a few lechayayim up against the wall of the mavui. Those lechayayim were also within four tvachim with each other, but more than three tvachim. So there wasn't lavud between those L'chayayim. That was a machlokis between Rabbi Shimon Gamliel v'Rabbanan up until where you're allowed to carry in that mavui. L'Rabbi Shimon Gamliel da'amar amrinan lavud. According to Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, that says that we say lavud even up until four tvachim. It's not a famous shita, but it was the shita of Rabbi Shimon Gamliel that says that we say lavud. Of course, lavud again means that if two objects are within, according to most, three tvachim, and according to Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, four tvachim, then they're considered entirely attached, and it's considered closed. So if that's so, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says, ad chuda hapnimi shalichi hapnimi. You can't carry past the first lechi, because the first lechi is considered attached to all of the other lechayayim, and the assumption is that you're not allowed to carry between L'chayayin. L'Rabbanan d'amri lo amrin in lavud. According to Rabbanan, where you don't see lavud between each one of these l'chayayin, because they're more than three tvachim between each other. Mishtamish, where could you carry until? At chuda apnimi shel chitzam. That you could carry up until the last lechi, because the other l'chayayim that are further inside are not considered attached, and they're just considered adornment on the wall. What is the halachic lechi? Only the last one. That's my chosin Rav Shimon Gamliel on the Rabbanan. Deduces Rav Huna, Aval bein lechayayim. But what do we see? Both according to Rav Shimon Leon the Rabban, between the lechayayim itself, the kule alma asur. Everybody agrees it's asur. The only question is whether all four of them you can't carry between them, or only the last one you can't carry between the lechayayim. But everything else is going to be clearly asur. How could you, Rava, say between the lechayayim is going to be mutter? Continues Rava, three lines of bottom of Testament Alpha. Rava, hasam nami de pasuach le carmelis. There also is open to a carmelis, and the carmelis makes it that it's choser veneir, that once you have a carmelis that it's open to, then the area between the lechayayim, which at most is a carmelis, is awoken by the carmelis. Avoshus harabim my shari. Avoshus harabim is going to be permissible, asks the Gemara. Yitziva ba'arvi yurevish mishmaya. Here, you're, again, you're the one who you're familiar with putting all the way into the ground. And the guest, you're elevating him. Everything's topsy-turvy. You should be more machmer when it's open to a Avoshus harabim than when it's open to a carmelis. So Gemara answers the same thing as it said before. In matzamina esmino v'neir, by being next to a carmelis, ironically, we're going to be more machmir, because the carmelis gives a carmelis identity between the lechayayim. If it's next to Rosh Hasharabim, there's nothing to give it a carmelis identity. Rav Ashi gives another answer. Really, the halach is you're allowed to carry between the lechayayim. But Rav Ashi omar kigon shiratzvu b'lechayayim pachos pachos me'arba b'meshech arba amas. Rav Ashi says we're talking about a case where these lechayayim were lined up against the mavui for the length of arba amos. The Rav Shimon Gamliel da Amar da Amrina Lavud. According to Rav Shimon Gamliel, says you say Lavud even within four tefachim. Havele mavui. Then those iri lechi becomes a mavui by itself. We know, we discussed this in the beginning of the Masechta, that an area that's four amos can become a mavui by itself. And since it has its own lechayayim, it becomes a mavoi. If it becomes a mavoi, so then it needs a new lechi. Once it's four amos long, it can't be a lechi. It becomes a mavoi by itself. Well, the Rabbanan don't say lavoi in such a case, because it's more than four tefachim between every lechi. So lo amrin lavud, so lo tzarech lechi acher lahatiro. But normally, between lechayayim, everybody would agree, argues Rav Ashi, against other Amoraim that we had in Amud Aleph, that you'd be able to carry between Lechayayim. Asks the Gemara on this pshat, Rav Shim Gamliel, Lahavi kinira mi b'chutz v'shove mi b'fnim. According to Rav Shim Gamliel, we should open up the following issue. Now the Gemara is taking us into a new and nuanced sugya by challenging the requirement of a lechi according to Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. If we're going to say that according to Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, it becomes a mavui by itself because you say lavud, nevertheless, there should be no requirement for another lechi for a different reason. You're right, it's considered a separate mavui, but in a way, you have a lechi over here. How do you have a lechi? This is called Nira Mibachutz Vishave Mibifnim. Take a look at a diagram, Sadi Aleph and Sadi Beis, in the Hod Vahadar edition. Nira Mibachutz Vishave Mibifnim, where we have a lechi that is jutting out. And from the perspective of the outside, you could see that there is a lechi. In Pei Beis, according to Beis Yosef, it juts out to the Rosh Hasharabim on a horizontal line, and inside the Aleph, that's the opinion of the Beis Yosef, it juts out on a vertical line, which is the opinion of the Bach. Either way, it's jutting out. If it's jutting out, so then in such a case, a lechi is going to be an acceptable lechi. If it's near a mibachutz, you'll notice that's a lechi if you're standing on the outside. What if you were standing on the inside? If you're inside the mavui, there's no way for you to be able to see that this is jutting out. In Sadi Beis, you don't see it at all, in the Beis Yosef. And in the Bachs, you don't notice that it's unique. Says the Gemara, we have a rule that you don't need to be able to see the lechi from the outside, inside. All you need to be able to do is notice it from the outside. Let's now go back to Reb Shimon Gamliel. In Reb Shimon Gamliel's case, you've got a bunch of lechayayim. Now, the lechayayim, the last one is jutting out, the Gemara assumes. If it is jutting out, then in such a case, from the outside, you have a lechi, which is part of that row of lechayayim, that even though when you're standing inside, there would be no way that you would notice that it's a lechi, because you would have a straight line of lechayayim. However, from the outside, you would notice it. That's nira mibachutz v'shav mifnim. So asks the Gemara, Ulur b'shem gamli lahavi ki nira mibachutz v'shav mifnim. It should be considered like nira b'chutz v'shav mifnim. And for that reason, you shouldn't require another lechi. Why did we say that according to Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, another lechi would be necessary because there was lavo then a new mavoi? Mihigi hu taima. Is that the reason? Elo the Rabbi Yochanan. That reason needs to work according to Rabbi Yochanan. Hakiyasa Rav Nam Rabbi Yochanan, but Rabbi Yochanan held nira mibachutz v'shav mifnim heino nidu mishum lechi. We were explaining according to Rabbi Yochanan, and Rabbi Yochanan is of the position that nira mibachutz v'shav mifnim is not a lechi, and therefore, according to Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, a new lechi is going to be necessary. We put a big period over here, and the Gemara now begins to analyze this sugya of nira mibafnim v'shav mibachutz, and nira mibachutz v'shava bifnim. Again, let's look at the diagrams and see what is nira mibafnim and shava bichutz. Itmar, nira mibafnim v'shava mibachutz. If you're standing from the inside, you'll see a lechi protruding. However, if you're standing from the outside, you will not see a lechi protruding. How do you have a case of where, when you're standing on the inside, you see a lechi, and if you're standing on the outside, you will not? Take a look at diagram Sadi. In diagram Sadi, we have an area where there is an opening into a mavui, and there's no way to notice that the lechi was actually added to the opening, and from the perspective of the inside, there is a protrusion out from the wall. That's the lechi, and that is nira mibefnim v'shava mibechutz. Itmar nira mibefnim v'shava mibechutz nido mishum lechi. It's considered a lechi. Nira mibechutz v'shava mibefnim is a machlokes. Rabbi Chiv, Rabbi Shimon, by Rabbi. Chad amar nido mishum lechi. V'chad amar eino nido mishum lechi. Tistayim de Rabbi Chiyah hu da amar nido mishum lechi. We have a proof that is Rabbi Chiyah who holds that's considered a lechi. D'tani Rabbi Chiyah, because Rabbi Chiyah taught kosel shetzido echad Kanos Michavero, a wall whose part of one side is drawn in, Bain Shinira Mibachutz, Vishav Mifnim, whether it will be noticed from the outside and not noticed from the inside, Ubain Shinira Mibafnim Vishav Mibachutz, or it will be noticeable only from the inside and not from the outside, we'll explain in a moment. Nido Mishum Lechi is considered like a Lechi, and you do not need to put another lechi up. What is the case of kosel shetzido echad knos mechavero? So, those are two cases. One we said is nir mechutz v'shav mifnim. Let's start with that one. Diagram Tzadi Gimel. We have a case of an individual, if he's standing in a mavui and looking straight out, he does not notice that the wall on the left side juts out up until a certain point, and then is drawn in. He doesn't see the area that's drawn in. He thinks that the wall ends over there. So that is nira mibachutz. If he looks in the outside, he sees that there is a part of the wall that is drawn in, and that area that juts out is considered a lechi. From the inside, of course, he doesn't see anything. Or the opposite, kosel shotzido echad konis mechavero, and is nira mibafnim v'shava mibachutz, you would notice it from the inside. That's diagram Sadi Dalet, the individual standing at the end of the mavui. In other words, the opposite side of the Rishus HaRabim notices that on the right side, there is an extra wall. The wall sticks out, protrudes out further next to the Rishus HaRabim, And that is nira mibafnim. He notices on the inside, but if he's looking for the outside, it just looks like that the wall on the right side is a little thicker. So in such a case, that by definition is considered a lechi. A lechi works in both directions. Tistayim, so we have a proof. We have a proof that it is really Rebbe Chiya who holds that when it comes to a lechi that's nira mibachutz v'shava mibafnim, that it is considered a lechi. We had mentioned, though, earlier that Rabbi Yochanan disagreed with the above. The Rabbi Yochanan held that when it comes to nira mibachutz v'shava mibafnim, that it's not considered a lechi. Now, Rabbi Yochanan was later than the great Tana Rabbi Chiya. Rabbi Yochanan is a first-generation Amora. Sometimes the Gemara says Rabbi Yochanan Tana Upalik. But clearly, generally, he defers to the Tanoim. Rabbi Yochanan Misham Eloha. Did Rabbi Yochanan not hear of this that Rabbi Chiya taught? Ela Shmiele Velo Savarla. He heard this teaching of Rabbi Chiya, but here he evoked his special koach and he disagreed with Rabbi Chiya. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Chiya Nami lo savarla. Maybe Rabbi Chiya also doesn't hold this way. Maybe Rabbi Chiya quoted this shita, but he doesn't hold this way. Hi, Mike. Bishlem Rabbi Yochanan savarla mishum hachi lo tanila. Rabbi Yochanan doesn't hold like it. He never taught this way. El Rabbi Chiya iisa to lo savarla lamelu misanyo. This is an important line in the Gemara. If Rabbi Chiya taught it, then presumably he held this way. Why would he have taught it if he didn't believe that this was the correct halacha? The Gemara now continues analyzing the sugya of nira mibachutz v'shava mibafnim. Amar Rabba bar Rav Huna, nira mibachutz v'shava mibafnim nidon mishum lechi. If you're able to notice it on the outside, that there's a part of the wall that is drawn in and a part that is wall drawn out, even if you wouldn't notice on the inside, it's considered a lechi. Amar Rabba umusvinan ashmaitzin. And Rabba says, we have a question on this shita from the following halacha that we had learned on Ches Amid Aleph, which is a Mishnah from Tzadi Beis Amid Aleph. Umusvinan Ashmaitza, says Rabba. Amar Rabba Umusvinan Ashmaitza, I have a kasha from the Mishnah on Tzadi Beis Amid Aleph. Chotzer Ktana Shnifritza L'Gdola. Take a look at the diagram. In the Hod V'Hadar, it's diagram Tzadi Ches. Over there we see a two Chatzeros. We see four houses on either side of a open area. The larger open area is the Chatzer Gedola, which opens into a Chatzer Ktana. Now, the halacha is, if the two Chatzeros did not make a Erev between them, you're not allowed to carry from in one of them. Which one are you not allowed to carry in? So, Gedola Mutaris Uktana Asura. The general rule of thumb is, the larger one dominates the smaller one, and the smaller one, in order to be able to carry, requires an Eruv. Mipneshu kipischa shel gdola, it's considered batel to the larger one. Now, that's the halacha in terms of Eruvei Chatzeros, which we will discuss. We did not explain it well now. We will discuss in Mirtz Hashem when we get to those sugyas on Tzadi Beis and in other places. But what we're interested in now is a different issue. And that is, why do we consider the Ktana as being tafel to the Gedola? Why don't we consider it as if surrounded on three sides with a necessary matir of the lechi, and then it would be considered a separate reshus? The im isa, and if you're going to hold, nira mi bechutz, vishava mi befnim, is considered a lechi. The smaller one should be permissible because you could see a lechi from the outside. Let's go back to the diagram and let's stand, make believe we're standing in the Chatzer Gedola. We see lechayayim in front of the Chatzer Ktana, because we see the wall of the Chatzer Gedola extending perpendicularly from the Chatzer Ktana, and that should serve as a lechi. Amar Rabbi Zeira answered, "B'nichnasin kos le'ktana le'gdola." We have to give the ukimta to say that the reason why there isn't a lechi there, that we're, because it's not considered a case of nira mi bachutz v'shavu mi bifnim, because the koslim, the walls of the ketana, we're talking about a case where it jutted out. Diagram Sadi Tess, where the walls are going further into the chatzer gedola, and it will serve only as a clear lechi. They cannot be considered a lechi because there are mechitzos that are going further out from the ketana, and we can no longer use those small walls. Asks the Gemara, v'leimo lavid v'tishteri. But now, okay, the walls of the ketana are going further out, but once they're going further out, they're still close to the walls of the chatzer gedola, and we should view that entire area as closed. Here, the best diagram for this is in the Vilna Shas. In Rashi di Ramaschal, v'neimo lavid v'tishteri, in the middle of Rashi, there are many diagrams over here. Look at the diagram in Rashi that also has the corner that says Lamid Vez Vav Shmichik, which stands for Lavud. Let us close off those entire areas. If we close off that entire area, so then once again we will have a lechi that's Nira Mibachutz if we view that entire area as closed. V'lei malavid v'tishri. B'chitem, and if you're going to say that the reason why you can't do is because the miflagi tuva, that the wall goes too far out, juts too far out, to be able to say, lavud, v'atani revad baravimi, kamed rabbi chanina, ktana be'eser, gedola b'achasesre. That we were talking about a case where the ktana was 10 amos long, and the gedola was 11 amos long. And then if you do the math, explains Rashi in Dibra Maschil Ketana, you will be able to connect the two walls with a straight line with Lavud within three Tvachim. Amar Ravina answered, B'muflogim mikosel zeh b'shnayim u'mikosel zeh b'dalad. We have to give the following reason why you can't say Lavud, that we're talking about a case where the Ketana wasn't in the middle of the Chatzer Gedola, it was pushed off to one side, and therefore, you won't be able to say Lavud on both sides. Asks the Gemara, V'leima Lavud mi ruach achas v'tishri. But let's say Lavud then on one side, and all you need is a Lavud on one side. The Gemara answers, Rebbe hi, we're following the opinion of Rebbe, to Omar be'inon shnei pasim. Rebbe, we follow, we even paskin, it seems like Rebbe lahalacha, that when it comes to a chatzer, you need two lechayayim on either side. This Gemara is one of the most complex Gemaras in Meseches Erevin. We will stop over here on the top line of Yud Amud Aleph that will bring out the opinion of Rebbe that says that you need two pasim. One reads over the Gemara one more time, then Be'ezer Hashem, a lot of what we discussed, especially the second half of Tesla Mabez, which is difficult, will become a lot clearer. We now, Be'ezer Hashem, go to a brief Dvar Halacha, considering how long the daf today was.